Bab Mitzvah, chapter 1, Mishnah 1, Shnaim Oichsin B'talis, famous case. If two people are holding on to a talis, Ze Omar Ani Mitzasya, one says, I found the talis, Ze Omar Ani Mitzasya, and the other one says, I found the talis, Ze Omar Kula Shili, the one of them says, the whole talis is mine, Ze Omar Kula Shili, and the other one says, the whole thing is mine. So dispute over here. Could you imagine the case? Two people walk into Beis Din and they're both holding on to this talis, a cloak, really, and a garment. And they're each saying, and they're each holding half of it, right? They've grabbed onto half of it. And they're each saying that this whole thing belongs to me. And what do we do over here? How do we sort out this case? And really, if we think about it, there's two possibilities going on over here. The one possibility is that it actually belongs to one of them, and the other person's, you know, like a thief, and he comes and he grabs, while the real owner's holding it, he grabs onto half of the cloak and he claims that half of it is his. That's the one possibility. The other possibility is that actually it was a lost object and it was ownerless, and they both grabbed onto it at the same time. And actually, they both own half of it, right? In reality, they both own half of the cloak, but each one's claiming, you know, that he got there first and that the cloak is his. So how do we sort this out? So it says the Mishnah, Ze Yishavish Einlo Bo Pachos Mechetzia, Veze Yishavish Einlo Bo Pachos Mechetzia. This one swears that not less than one half of it belongs to him, and the other one swears that not less than half of it belongs to him. Yecheluku. And then we divide up the cloak, and we give it half to this one and half to that one. Now, I'll come back to the oath, but if we can't divide up this garment without ruining it, then we would sell it, and we would give half the monetary value to person A and half the monetary value to person B. Coming back to this oath, why do we make them take an oath in the strange format of the oath that we make them take? So certainly in those times, in the times of the Mishnah, a person, it was known that a person might be willing to steal, but to take a false oath, that a person wouldn't be willing to do. That was considered much more serious, and that a person wouldn't be. So by making them take an oath, what we're trying to do is we're trying to remove, if one of them did come and grab hold of the cloak of the other person, say he'd be willing to do that, but he wouldn't be willing to steal, I mean to take a false oath. Take a false oath. So if that was the scenario, then what the rabbis are trying to do over here is force that person to back out, basically, you know, to withdraw his claim, and that would resolve the situation. And the format of the oath, that if they say the way the oath is structured is that not less than one half of it belongs to me, right? That's the format of the oath, not less than one half. So why is such a funny structure? Because in reality, what the Beis Din are going to do is divide up this garment, right? So they're only going to get half. So we don't make them take an oath that the whole cloak is mine, because in reality, that's not what's going to happen. In reality, only half of it is going to go to him. So we don't want to, you know, either of these people to take an oath that doesn't reflect the reality of what's about to happen. So why don't they then just say, well, half of it is mine. I take an oath that half of it is mine, because that's in reality what's going to happen. So the commentary is because they can't say that either, because they're claiming that the whole thing is theirs. Right? So to say half of it is mine doesn't reflect their actual claim, then the oath doesn't reflect what they're claiming. So what we say to them is they take an oath that not less than half of it is theirs, meaning that it reflects the reality of, that we're going to split up this garment, and at the same time doesn't actually contradict the oath won't contradict their claim, because they're claiming the whole thing is theirs, and the oath is not less than half of it is mine, which still agrees with their claim. So that's how we come out with this interesting oath formulation, that we make them take an oath which reflects the reality that's going to happen. They're going to split it, and at the same time, the oath doesn't contradict the claim that they make to the cloak. Next case, which is similar to the first case, but just slightly different. Ze omar kula sheli, ze omar chetzia sheli. If they come into Bastin and they're holding the cloak, and the one says, this cloak is mine, and the other one doesn't claim that the cloak is his, he says that half the cloak is his, right? So the one, essentially the one guy's claiming, I got there first and the whole thing belongs to me. And the other guy's actually claiming that, no, we got there at the same time, so half of it belongs to me. Ha'omer kula sheli, so quite similar, but we just changed the formulation of the oath, etc. The one who says the whole cloak is mine, yishavashay nubo pachas mishloisha chalakim. So he takes an oath that not less than 3/4 of the cloak belongs to him. Because the other guy agrees, you know, only one half is in dispute actually. The other guy agrees that half of the cloak belongs to the other person. And you know, the one's claiming the whole thing, the other one's claiming half. So if you think about it, half of it is undisputed. It's only the half that person A is claiming, that's the half that's in dispute. So we look at that half and we split it up and we say half of it, we're going to give half of it to the person who claims half and half of it to the person who claims the whole. And so the person who claims the whole cloak, he's actually going to get 3/4. And that's why he takes an oath that not less then 3/4 of this cloak is mine. Va'omer chetzia sheli, and the one who only claimed half, yishavashein lebo pachas merevia. He's going to take an oath that not less than 1/4 of it belongs to him. And then zenotel shloshe chalakim, this one's going to take 3/4, v'zenotel revia, and the other one is going to take 1/4, and we are going to split up the cloak in that manner.